Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's July 23rd, 2014. I don't know if you had a chance to tune in for the Monday and Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, but I was sure blessed by hearing it re-air in the evening as I had two special friends in the studio, Jerry and Carol Cohen. What opposites that were attracted together from the beginning, and their faith story and how God has been at work in their lives these many 26 years as they've been married. They have that messianic ministry where they're reaching out to the Jewish people on campus, and it was a heartwarming testimony to how God can take any of us and use us for His glory. Well, this past Sunday, I was so blessed. You may have listened on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends as I talked about the service that I attended at the Madison Avenue Free Methodist Church, and it was a testimony Sunday. They had a person from China sharing her faith journey and recently being baptized, and then I talked about Hyung. She's from South Korea, and some of her story and how God had been at work in her life for many years, and she'll be returning to South Korea soon with her husband Subae. And then there was another couple that had shared they're going to be missionaries in the Dominican Republic, and I was just overwhelmed how this church here in Champaign is literally sending some of their members back to different parts of the world. Well, being touched by the service and just being overwhelmed and encouraged and at points almost to tears, I asked after the service if Subae and his wife, Hyung, could come to the studio. And so with me today on the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends is Subae and Hyung. So thank you guys for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you so much for your invitation.
Now, you both grew up in South Korea,
right.
And you have different faith journeys. And in fact, some of your faith journey, Subae, was because of Hyung following the Lord Jesus Christ and growing. And you were kind of attracted to her right away. And she said, well, I need you to be going to church with me.
That's right.
And so we're going to come back to you in a little bit to share some of your own faith journey and some of that love story. But Hyung, you shared during the Sunday service, you had some notes in front of you, and you read some of your story, and it brought me to tears at a couple different points. And so I'm going to ask you to share that story and how God has been at work in your life these many years. I know you grew up in a Christian home, and your parents were influential in leading you on your faith journey, but there was a number of things that happened along the way as you've progressed and grown and developed and been sanctified, that process where, you know, God takes us through heartache and hope-filled times and struggles and meets our needs. So welcome to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. And please share your story as you recounted some of the things you've seen God do these last 4 or 5 years as you and Subae have been members at the Madison Avenue Free Methodist Church.
Okay, thanks, Mark, for this wonderful opportunity to share our story. I hope it could help to encourage others. Here's my story. Good morning. My name is Hyun Jo. I'm from Korea. I'm a stay-at-home mom here, and before coming to the U.S., I was an elementary school teacher in Korea for 9 years. This tall guy is my husband, whose name is Subae. And Subae and I have a little one, 3-year-old girl, Chloe, who is really chatty, busy, and hilarious. We've lived in this town and attended this church over 4 years since Subae started his PhD study in electrical and computer engineering at U of I.
And let me do a quick little shout out here. That electrical engineering department that Subae's a part of, Tom Overby, a good friend, a follower of Jesus, is he your supervisor, or what's his role overseeing your postdoc or your PhD program?
He's advisor for my PhD program.
Over 4 years. And we were talking beforehand. I didn't know this, but when you mentioned electrical engineering, I said, hey, by any chance, do you know Tom Overby? And you said, yeah, he's my advisor. And I'm like, oh, he's a godly Christian man. In fact, the thing that I love about Tom, and he's had this practice for many years, but he's a Sunday school teacher of, like, I don't know if it's 8, 9, and 10-year-old boys, but that he carves out time. He travels the world. I mean, he's sought after. He's very gifted with electrical engineering. And I think these power grids all over the world, he knows that, or he has expertise in that area, and yet he carves out time because he said, Mark, it's so important that these young boys know about Jesus. And so when you said electrical engineering and you said, oh, Tom's my advisor, I thought, oh, wow, you're in good hands. So, all right, we're going to come back to you. So back to your story, Hyung. You have this bubbly little daughter. Your husband, obviously, Subae, is very tall. He's been supportive. And you've been married how many years?
8 years.
Okay, 8 years. Okay, back to the story.
Okay. Today, I'd like to share our story, how God leads our life. Sube and I got married in 2006. Everything was great, and 8 months later, we were expecting a baby girl with God's blessing. We were bursting with happiness every day. One day, my provider told me there's something wrong with my baby, and it was not exactly identified. I went to the hospital every week to check my baby's status. Numerous testing was used to diagnose the problem, and it was a loss of a diaphragm, which is a muscle between lung and stomach. It causes serious difficulties in breathing when she is born. It was totally out of the blue. We couldn't do anything for our baby at the time, and she went to her final rest without saying goodbye to me when I was 27th week into pregnancy. It's a really, really rare case, but it happened to us. After that loss, I tried to be positive, and I firmly believe that God will give us a healthy baby when the time is right. 8 months later, God responded to our prayer, and a baby boy was expected. It seemed like things were going well. Because of the first loss, a doctor recommended to me to take amniotic fluid test in order to make sure that everything is going well. It can be dangerous, and that's why it was difficult to make a decision whether the test is needed or not. The first loss made me grow fearful that I might lose a little one again, and finally decided to take the test. Right before the test day, my mom said, "Hyun, do you really want the test?" She didn't want me to, because it was too risky. "How about believing God's plan and praying for your baby's health? The baby may not have any problems." However, my answer was no. "Mom, I'm scared that I might lose my baby again. I'd like to hear that everything is fine with my little one." On the next day, the amniotic fluid test was done, and at night, my water broke. The second loss made me feel despair. My days were filled with tears, and also it was hard to see my parents' red and swollen eyes. Every day was blue, and I resented all of his decisions. Why me? Why me again? All my friends have babies easily. Why did you give me such hardships? What did I do wrong? I cried and cried for a long time and couldn't help the tears coming down. Consolation from many friends and colleagues didn't touch my heart at all. My feeling at the time was that nobody understood my sorrow. The deep despair wouldn't get better, and it made my body weakened, and I was too skinny, like a piece of paper. Along the way, my colleague, who is a faithful and godly woman and helps a missionary work in Vietnam now, suggested to have a prayer time together. I had no hope, so I agreed, because I was grasping at straws. Every day after class, we prayed in a small classroom, and I was in many tears, runny nose with a pile of Kleenex. It was very precious time for me to be healed, and the prayer made me feel free from all anxiety and sorrow. Throughout the prayer time over 1 year, I realized that I didn't believe our God sincerely. While I was saying our God is omnipotent, I could confess that I believed the doctor instead of Jesus, and I just followed the fear, not Jesus. The variable experience taught me how to communicate with Jesus. There is nothing I can handle in the world, but everything is under His plan. Only Jesus can heal my broken heart. My faith got my health better slowly. Meanwhile, Sube was preparing for several tests required for his PhD admission. For me, some healing place was desirable to restart my life and recover my health fully. My prayer list were to have a healthy baby, to study abroad as a sponsored student, and to recover my health. God listened and responded to all my prayers. Sube got an admission from U of I and several other schools as well. Furthermore, his company thankfully chose him for full financial support during his study. Year 2010 was a new life horizon in the U.S., full of hope. Soon after arriving in Champaign, my friend introduced English conversation class in our church, which Pastor Herb led. I had a chance to talk with Cheryl there and about my previous sorrow and asked her, could you pray for me? She said, yes, absolutely, I will. Pastor Herb told me, Hyun, I heard about your history from Cheryl. We prayed for you, and we will do it. It touched my heart deeply. They didn't know me well at the time. They showed me what true Christian's love is. We are impressed by their unconditional love to a stranger from Korea. Their love led Sube and I to attend this church where warm love is full with no doubt. Moreover, Jesus' overwhelming grace gave a chance to meet wonderful friends like Debbie and Dennis Black, Julie and Dave Groth, and our first and third family group and so on. Our dream came true with holding Chloe in our arms, and Sube finally finished his doctoral degree successfully. God listened to our prayer finally. We'll go back to Korea in 2 weeks, but we can't forget this wonderful church filled with love, this beautiful and peaceful town, Champaign-Urbana, where my healing place was, and so many warm, loving friends. Though we are going to be apart for a while, we are always a friend in Jesus Christ. Hopefully, we can meet together someday. Thank you so much, all our church family. Our church family will always be in our hearts and prayers. Thanks, God, for all these blessings.
And all of God's people said, hey, are you misty-eyed along with me right now? Are you being blessed by this testimony? I had to get them into the studio, and thank you so much, Hyung, for sharing that as you shared it just this past Sunday. And there's so many, I think, points of application for all of us. Just the fact that your parents were supportive and leading you towards a relationship with Jesus. When did you get to know Jesus, like, in a personal way? Who helped you grow to where you had the strong faith, even during these points of crisis?
I was born in and raised in Christian family, and my mom already showed me what the God love is, and she raised in Christian's way, so I was really familiar with the Christian's love and Christian culture.
And then, as you said, you came to the Madison Avenue Free Methodist Church. I think you were looking for, it was like a conversational English class.
Yes.
And the people like Pastor Herb and his wife Cheryl, they were loving on you. And these other friends you referenced, they were in maybe various ways modeling Christ, like Christian love. And so that was heartwarming and welcoming. And then, Sube, your faith journey was a little different because I don't think you grew up in a Christian church, right?
No.
And I think Hyun had some influence on some of your faith journey.
That's
Take
right.
us through a little of that.
When he dated, she asked me several times to attend church. Okay, so actually, I attended Christian high school, but at that time, I was not a believer. So because of that, her request, and then with the hope to continue our date, so I started attending Christian church. So it was 2006.
And the initial meeting up with her was kind of an arranged, like a not a blind date, but your parents knew of somebody, and
That's
her
right.
parents knew of somebody, and they thought bringing you two together, and I think you were to meet at a restaurant or something.
Right, that's right. We met together for the first time in restaurant. Okay, the restaurant was beautiful. And then I came to the restaurant earlier, and I was waiting for right now my wife, Hyun. So I saw some beautiful lady was working. So, and at the time, I thought, okay, that lady would be my wife in the future. I had a strong confidence at the time. I don't know why, but I had those kind of feeling. I think this can be the first step to lead to God for my life. Okay, after that, I could attend church then.
And did you see something different in her? I mean, besides maybe some of the outward beauty, were there characteristics that you thought, this is a special person and she's following this Jesus? So was that something that maybe I need to know more about this Jesus? Was that some of the progression as you were going to the church and maybe the pastor was preaching from the Bible? Did you start reading it yourself?
As I said, at first, my desire, my hope was to continue our date. My date with her. After attending the church, I was impressed by pastor's preaching. So all the time, I had a chance to talk about today's, at the time, Sunday preaching with Hyun. And then those kind of lessons could raise my Christianity, the level of faith. And also, it's been over 8 years. to believe God.
Mm-hmm. And then the last 4 or 5 years being here in the United States, Champaign-Urbana area at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church.
That's right. That's
Pastor
right.
Herb and others pouring into you. Now, you're at the University of Illinois mm-hmm. in electrical engineering, but soon, in 2 short weeks, you'll be heading back to Korea. I think you're employed by Korea Electrical Power.
Korea Electric Power Corporation.
So what will you be doing?
I will work for the research institute in the Korea Electric Power Corporation. So my research work is focusing on transmission line operation and control. So
now we heard some of Hyung's testimony of the struggle of losing the 2 children. How were you wrestling with that? Was that a challenge to your faith? Why would a loving God allow these kind of things to happen?
Exactly. So as Hyun told in her testimony, so we couldn't do anything mm-hmm. for our baby. So I was asking all by myself to God, okay, what can I do? So why did it happen to us?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I resented every day.
Yeah. And I think that's some of that process that we know God is good, and yet some of these terrible things can happen. And sometimes they're not easily resolved, or maybe even not resolved till we're in his presence someday, because there is confusion how sin can raise havoc in our lives. And Hyung, how did you kind of process through that? I mean, people came alongside you, and thank you, God, that he provided this Chloe. Who's she named after?
Me.
Oh, she's named after you.
I named her, yeah.
And was there a specific reason you chose that name?
Actually, I know it's crazy, but the sound is so pretty and cute, so I just chose it.
Chloe.
Yeah,
okay.
And the meaning is blossoming, and she is born in May, mm-hmm. so it matches her, so
okay.
I chose that name.
And we were hoping Chloe was going to be in the studio here. Who's she with today? Some friends?
No, she's now in daycare.
Oh, in daycare. That's right. She's at mm-hmm. school. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I was going to maybe even try to do a little radio spot with her voice. So maybe another time. But as you work through this process, anguish, loss, hurting, certainly probably angry at God, and yet because he is good and his nature is full of mercy and grace, you kind of could still lean into that saying, God, I don't understand, mm-hmm. but these things happen. And now looking back, you know, he walked you through it and obviously provided Chloe. Mm-hmm. But for somebody maybe that's tuned in, that's struggling with a similar situation or hurting, or their heart has been broken because of a loss, what comforting words would you give to them? How would you encourage them to stand strong mm-hmm. or hang in there? Is there a word?
Through those kind of hardships, I learned there's nothing that I can handle in the world. Only Jesus have a plan for us. So I'd like to say to someone who are suffering from all those hardships, just believe God and pray and just wait for his response, that God will respond our prayer someday.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you probably have great appreciation for your parents raising you in the ways of the Lord and grounding you in the scriptures and mm-hmm. attending church. In our closing minute or two, I guess I'm going to ask you 2 things. Either one of you can respond, but mm-hmm. give us a little snapshot into South Korea, because maybe many of our listeners are unfamiliar. What's South Korea like? And maybe a little shout out for your folks, something that you appreciate about your mom and dad, because who knows, they may listen on the internet or tune in some day. So a shout out for your folks and something about South Korea maybe most Americans don't know, or something special about your country.
My home country, South Korea, is a very dynamic country. So there are lots of people in very tiny territory, but all the people will do their best to achieve something.
Yeah.
And then they are acting like very dynamically. Okay. Especially for me, during my stay in the U.S. as a student, I missed the food a lot. Mm. I think so. Americans love Korean food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they enjoy. I'm pretty sure they love the Korean food. So in 2 weeks, I will go back to Korea, my home country. Then, then finally, my wife and I will meet all family again. So I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. And then in the U.S., I had a chance to broadcast in a radio station. This is exciting.
Yeah, in fact, this will be archived once we complete this broadcast. So there'll be a link at greatnewsradio.org, and you can click it on with your friend. Or as Chloe grows up, she can hear Mommy and Daddy talk about how she got her name and so forth. What's the predominant religion in South Korea?
I think the biggest portion is Christianity.
Okay. Christianity and Buddhism.
Buddhism.
When Americans come to Korea, you guys can see lots of beautiful mountains and seas and enjoy lots of very delicious seafood. So in Champagne, there's no mountain. Yeah. It's so flat.
Yeah, flatlands, soybean and corn. That's what we're known for.
Yes. It's beautiful, though, but...
beautiful in a different way.
Yeah, but someone who loves hiking or the mountains, it would be a great place to travel. Mm-hmm. Mark, as far as something about my parents, there are so many things. They loved me and guided me and supported me, and they loved our little Chloe very much, and they brought me to church, and they raised me in Christian way. So many things to express to their love. And thank you so much. And 사랑해요, 엄마, 아빠.
사랑합니다.
Hey, with that little Korean you just shared, how about reciting John 3:16? Then, Sube, maybe you can speak it to our listeners. You just never know who might be scanning the dial or who might be from South Korea that tuned in and really appreciate hearing it in Korean. So, Hyung, if you can share the English version of John 3:16, and then, Sube, you'll close out our program.
Okay. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
하나님이 세상을 이처럼 사랑하사 독생자를 주셨으니 이는 그를 믿는 자마다 멸망하지 않고 영생을 얻게 하려 하심이라.
Well, thank you, Sube. Thank you, Hyun, for being a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends. And God's very best to you. I know our Great News Radio listeners will be praying up your soon return to Korea, and pray that the Korean Electric Power Company will know they have a real gifted man working for them. And I will pray God's blessings on your new home, your new church family, and whoever God raises up to help you in your future growth there as following the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.